Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, August 26, 2013, Dog Days of Podcasting. The Silicon Road continues. I'm going to do yet another sidebar for podcasting, how I got into it, what it's led to, and all things in between. I first discovered podcasting in 2004 from a man by the name of Ken Rakowski. Does a show today called KenRadio.com. And back in the day, he was doing a show called Tech Talk, or at least that's what I started listening to him in about 97, 98, 99, late 90s. I think it was a Real Player, had like four channels, and one of them was called Tech Talk. It was Ken and Jeff Yablon. I think he was in Chicago. Ken was doing a show all about tech and whatnot. It was fun to listen to. It was a daily show. And he had mentioned that Engadget was starting to do a podcast. And I said, what's that? So I quickly Googled the term, looked it up, went to the Engadget site, and they had how to download a podcatching client. This was before the days of iTunes. This was, I think iTunes released a podcast part of their software, or included podcasts in iTunes in like 2005. And this was still 6-8 months before that. So he had to use other software. I started using, I think it was iPod or X. I think that's what it was, on the Mac. Downloaded a few tech shows. The directories were pretty rudimentary. I think I got Geek News Central, Tech Rag Tearouts. So Todd Cochran, Steve Holden. There was a show called In the Trenches with Kevin Devon that I listened to. So I got a lot of tech stuff at first. Not surprising, since that's what my job was in 2004. A lot of system administration stuff, and wanted to keep up with the latest news. And realized that a lot of these guys were just doing this out of their home. This was not polished and professional stuff, and that I could do this as well. And started getting some ideas together in late 2004. I had a trip to the UK, and while I was on that trip in November, started putting ideas together, registering the domain, setting up the website, and that kind of thing, producing intros and outros with GarageBand, you know, real cheesy stuff at the time. I was using the same software to host the podcast that I was to use my personal site, and somewhere along the line, my wife wanted our personal site to have a login and password. So that kind of came along, and unfortunately lasted about 3 or 4 months, which kind of killed my early adoption with listeners, because nobody really wanted to log in to listen to a podcast. They just wanted to get it and listen and go. So, you know, made a few mistakes along the way and learned a few things and met a lot of great people. Started hanging out on some of the Saturday discussions with Kevin Devon on In the Trenches, and that's where I met this character named Craig Stepp. And Craig was a listener to Chuck Chat, which was my original show's title. And about 4 or 5 months into that, I realized I was kind of doing two shows in one. One was personal and one was technology. And I asked the listeners to come up with names, and Craig came up with Freestyle and Technorama. So Technorama was born, and I really didn't want to compete with the CNETs and the, you know, Geek News Centrals of the world. They were all doing a fine job covering the Microsoft, Google, Apple news. So Technorama took the stuff that ended up on the cutting room floor and threw in a sprinkling of our own weird sense of humor. Did that for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then Craig joined me as the co-host in June of 2005. And we have been going, well, I'd like to say nonstop, but we did have a year sabbatical from 2008 to 2009. But, you know, since the early days, we've been going all kinds of crazy stuff. And the cool thing about podcasting is the community. You've probably heard this. I know most of the people who are listening to this are podcasters themselves. It's just such a giving and sharing environment. Craig was more than willing, before we even started hosting and whatnot, more than willing to do the graphics design for these shows. And he's the one who encouraged might be too weak of a word, strongly suggested that I start using WordPress instead of my own home-built software, which is great because, you know, while I like to program, if somebody's built a better mousetrap, I'll use it and put my own attempt at a mousetrap away. We were going to we attended the podcast and New Media Expo. So Craig and I had been hosting a show for 3, 4 months, 5 months. I think the original one was in November. maybe even 6 months, before we even met face-to-face. So we went to the Podcast Expo in Ontario, California in 2005, 2006, 2007. Then in 2008, they moved it to Vegas. And then we dropped that and went to DragonCon ever since, 2009, 10, 11, 12, and now 13. Obviously, we'll be going to that in a few days. But some great things have come out of podcasting because I started volunteering. I mentioned that we had a PC user group 20 years ago or so, and I was writing articles for them. Well, a couple people had started spinning up a publication, a free online PDF every month called Podcast User Magazine. I think there was another one. I can't recall what it was. But there were like two main publications for podcasters and podcast listeners that I started contributing some writing. And when we were in Vegas, T. Morris came up to me and said that Wiley wanted to rewrite or wanted to do a second edition of Podcasting for Dummies. Originally, he and Evo Terra did Podcasting for Dummies in 2005. A couple years later, the technology is getting a little aged. And it was time to do a refresh. So I was more than thrilled to be part of that. Evo had kind of fallen off the grid in early 2008, due to different personal things going on. And, it was a great opportunity. So volunteer, and you never know what opportunities will present themselves in front of you. As part of that deal, I got an agent because Waterside was working with T and Evo on the first book, and it was just kind of part of this licensing thing. Surprise, hey, Chuck, you get an agent. They're going to take some of the money, but they'll also help you find additional work if that's what you want to do. So they came back and said, hey, in 2010, Pearson is looking to do a social media series. They've got Twitter. They've got Facebook going, but they don't have anything on WordPress, on blogging. So they asked me to submit an outline, and I said, well, that's, you know, I can do that, sort of, but I need some assistance. So I shepherded Craig into writing half of the book, Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes, just like T had shepherded me onto Podcasting for Dummies. And while we were writing that, we knew that WordPress 3 was right around the corner and said, do you want to hold off or do you want to keep going forward with the material we're running? Because it's going to literally be obsolete within 6 months. And they said, we want to release it. And true to form, within about 6 weeks after we released Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 Minutes, WordPress released version 3, a whole bunch of new features came out, and we were all staged for a rewrite. So about 6 months later, we refreshed about, I don't know, 20-25% of the book and had another few grand in our pockets. So for far, far less effort. It was a great opportunity. So now I've got a couple of books under my belt. So turning the hobby into something kind of lucrative, something that's recognizable, branded, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Great opportunities, and even now I can take the experience that I've got from doing podcasts, doing voiceovers for other podcasts, doing reading scripts and stories and acting, and yeah, I'm not a professional by any means. I'm still an IT guy by trade, but it certainly has helped in the way I do presentations. It's helped opportunities at work. For example, our documentation team, they're called the information development team now. They're doing a series of short training videos and need somebody to narrate those. So I volunteered to do some of those as well. You know, when customers are looking for help, they want it at the click of a button. That's where context-sensitive help comes in. You can set up context-sensitive help really easily by blah, 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 blah. You know, so I give them stuff like that, and they eat it up. It doesn't cost them anything, and I can turn them around in about 30 minutes. So I apologize. My throat is still a little raspy from the weekend. I would not be doing a voiceover today, unless, of course, I wanted to sound like, some other character. Maybe Edward James Olmos or something. So it's been a lot of fun. Podcasting has certainly enriched what I do, how I do it, and far above all of that is the community, the listeners, the other podcasters. I went to London last fall and met up with one of the podcast listeners. He drove 2 hours from Birmingham to London, and we had dinner, and we went up to the Greenwich Observatory, and we just kind of hung out and had a good time. That never would have happened, had I not had something so simple, something so cheap, and something so global to build that community. This harkens back to the local community we had with the bulletin board, the community of interest that we formed with the Market Senior High School Computer Club in 82 and 83. Just get involved, get your name out there, show people what you know, contribute, share, listen, whatever it takes. That's how you're going to get ahead and get recognized, and those opportunities will come up and present themselves. Podcasting was just one piece of that, but it's been a terrific piece. It's been a whole lot of fun, and when it starts turning into opportunities like that, it may not be the biggest bullet on the resume, but it is something there that I can say, look what I did. I can do this, and this differentiates me from somebody else. So if you want an IT person that can speak in front of customers, speak in front of an auditorium full of people, if you want somebody who can, these are the skills I can bring. Author a book so I can do technical wiki articles for our product. That's what I can do. And that's so important to just building that career. I really wish I had started doing some of this stuff a lot earlier. It really wasn't until maybe the last 10 years podcasting got my interest, and I felt there was a sense of acceleration in the last 10 years that I didn't feel for the first 10 or 15 years of my career. And that's just outstanding. I have a really good time with that. So I'm rambling at this point. I'm going to talk about my first management position, how I got it. There's even a podcast tie-in here on the next one. I've only got a couple of these left because we are almost at DragonCon and at the end of the month. Don't know if I'll be doing these Thursday and Friday while we're on the road and at DragonCon, but I do want to wrap this up. We're very close. Appreciate you listening to these. You can find me at ChuckTomasi.com or find more of my podcasts at ChuckChat.com. And I will see you in room 203 Friday night for Technorama Live if you're going to DragonCon. If you're not, we'll get you a recording this time. I know we've had technical issues in the past. But until then, thanks for listening, and 101.